The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
Wonderful, and thank you. I'm bringing it all, including the butterflies in my stomach and chest. It's been wonderful to sit with all of you. And one of the things that we learn as we practice, that if we sit long enough, everything visits us. The 10,000 sorrows, the 10,000 joys, but also the 10,000 completely neutral things that happen in our everyday, throughout our life. And one seemingly very odd and neutral thing has been visiting me throughout the day today. It's an old TV commercial. And I think the reason why it's coming to me, it is from Case 55, this koan that we've been digging into, specifically about the student, Yuan, who, as Melissa was pointing out yesterday, that there was a long time, many decades from that first, you know, alive or dead, from that point to when he finally comes to his sister, his teacher's Dharma brother. Each of us in our own way have shared our own timeline, our own life trajectory. Whether it's 40 years ago, as Melissa Roshi was talking about, as far as her Sangha member who always mispronounced Bodhisattva and Mahasattvas. Each of us have this life, this one precious life. Earlier, Will talked about this path. And he was questioning this path. Is this path in front? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Seemingly, it is there. It is there. But it's not up to our teachers to tell us what that path is. Just like as far as the teacher and the koan, it wasn't the job to say alive or dead. This commercial that I referred to was a Tootsie Pop commercial. And for those who may not know, Tootsie Pops in the center, there is a Tootsie Roll, this chocolatey chew covered by hard candy. And this commercial is probably from the late 70s, maybe early 80s, and rather roughly drawn a cartoon of sorts. This boy walks around and he's asking these various entities, or at least my memory tells me, various animals and people, how long does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center? Or as my memory has been telling me today, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center? And I think about how many rounds of practice do I need to wake up to this life? How many sesshins do I need to go to? Speaking with one of you prior to sesshin, the question came back to me, how many sesshins have you been to, Paul? I don't know. And I'm not just, you know, being funny here and some Zen response. I really don't know. And I need to be here for this session. And in this commercial, this little boy goes around. And again, from my memory, and I didn't look it back up, and maybe I will later, maybe I won't. No one tells him how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center until he comes to the owl, supposedly the wise owl. I'm questioning now from this perspective. And this owl, licks once, licks twice, and then the third time crunches. And he says it takes three licks to get to the Tootsie Roll Center. I don't buy that. And I hope you don't buy it either. Alive or dead, I won't say. Just because our teachers won't say doesn't mean we can't hear it. Or as was pointed out by several of you in the homework practice, doesn't mean that we can't see it, taste it, feel it. How many rounds of Zazen is required for us to wake up? The ghost, which was a familiar voice to me last night, reminds us that time swiftly passes and opportunity is lost. Mike Sensei was repeating this today. It's up to us. And each of us on the screen, and the weird thing is I can see me on the screen as well, has made this intention, has made this commitment to each other, to ourselves, and to all beings. Use this round, use this time wisely. Give it everything. It is here. Listen. Thank you.